The Mississippi River has been engineered with levees to keep people safe. Thing is, levees don't always work. Reporter Max Green takes us to the southern tip of Illinois, where the few remaining residents of an area plagued by flooding are trying to manage a river that wants to cut a path right through their lives.
From the road, all you can see of Sean Peekert's house is a roof and the top of a flagpole, which flies the American flag above the Revolution-era Don't Tread on Me flag. That's all you can see, because after devastating floods in spring of this year, which broke the town levee protecting Sean's farm, he took matters into his own hands and built a small levee to encircle just his house.
We never seen waters, you know, that high before. You know, there was a 30 by 40 building sitting right there where that gravel is, and it took it out.
Levees are mounds of earthy materials like sand or silt, and sometimes covered with a clay cap or grass. To an untrained eye, they might just look like little hills that parallel the riverbank. They help protect against flooding, but clearly aren't foolproof. When this one broke, most of Sean's farmland and that of his dad and his brother who lived nearby was ruined. When the water receded, it left behind debris, gullies, and damaged infrastructure.
You know, if you look right here, this used to be the road that went to my dad's house, to his farm down there where he's been for the last 40-something years he's lived there.
Sean's 48, but looks much younger. A third-generation farmer, he grows mostly soybeans, and he lives in Miller City, which sits at the top of a peninsula jutting out from the very bottom of Illinois into the Mississippi. He says this was the third time the town levee's broken in about 23 years. First in 1993, then in 2011, but spring of this year was by far the worst. It even flooded the family cemetery.
It's pretty bad for most of us out here. You know, lost a lot of stuff. So now what we're seeing is all these people that lived, you know, out here all these years, all their life, have all moved out of this county.
He says they started leaving after the levee failed. Before I found Sean's place, I spent hours driving around knocking on what I later found out were doors to empty and abandoned homes. It's quiet and cars rarely pass by. It feels a bit like a ghost town. As we get in Sean's pickup and drive down to his dad's property to get a closer look at the broken levee, he tells me there's only a couple dozen people left in Miller City.
Let's see. There's Jim and Emily Taflanger down the road. Brandon Dillo.
As we make our way on his dad's farm, the ground, still disheveled from flooding, gives way in some spots underneath the heavy truck.
And keep in mind, my dad has to drive in and out of this crap every day.
And how old is he?
72. Still works every day.
We pull over near what looks like a pond. Sean says it formed after the levee breached.
You can see when it came in and it tried to cut up through here. That was all farm ground out there, where you're seeing that water. See that buoy way out there? That little, That's a buoy out in the Mississippi River. That's the actual river out there.
People in this area, and all up and down the Mississippi, have been wrestling with how best to control the river for hundreds of years.
The first levees were built in New Orleans in the 1700s to protect the homes from flooding.
That's Ken Olson. He's a soil scientist with the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and he's been studying the levees in the southern part of the state for decades.
Later, we started developing levees to protect farmland and or cities. And when farmer groups couldn't get a federal levee built, they built their own.
He says today there's thousands of miles of levees on the Mississippi, and the basic idea is the same as it was hundreds of years ago. Place them along the river to prevent water running over into fields and towns. Think of them like a protective lining or barrier along the river. Sounds simple enough, but why do they fail?
First of all, we get a lot of rain in the spring, and the snow melt, especially out of the Rockies through the Missouri.
But rainfall and snowmelt aren't the only reasons water spills over. So many levees on either side of the river drastically cuts down on the size of certain channels water has to move through.
And that only means that when there's more water, it keeps backing up and going up. And after a while, it will top the levee. However, usually a levee fails not from topping, but from the pressure under the levee.
That pressure causes water to bubble up on the land side of the levee, creating what's called a sand boil. That sand boil leads to erosion, and soon the levee can give way and collapse a little bit. Then it gets topped and breaches.
And all you need is one breach in the area, and then a lot of farmland goes under.
One breach, like the one in Miller City near Sean's farm, can flood millions of acres of farmland. Ken says, in a way, levees are like a buffer we've tried to create between our civilization and nature, and the conflict of what happens when they don't work is playing out in southern Illinois. The longer the Miller City levee goes unfixed, the more flooding will likely happen. Each time it floods, the river is carving a path, and it'll be harder to prevent the next one. The problem is, people in town can't afford to fix it. Today, levees are usually built and maintained by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. However, the broken levee was built by farmers. Sean Peekard, who can see the break from his farm, says repair estimates are in the millions of dollars, and the prospect of rebuilding gets bleaker as more people leave town.
We can't afford to fix it. We're still struggling and trying to make a living down here, farming in this floodplain with no levee system now.
Which is why Sean used the dirt and sand that littered his farm after the spring flood to build the small levee that now acts like a protective ring around his home. His dad's farm has one too, and Sean says despite now having less workable land, his family has no plans to leave Miller City.
We'll stay here and continue to try to farm, but yeah, we're just kind of in survival mode here. We're just trying to survive down here.
For The Pulse, I'm Max Green.